Before I call my wife up to share the word, amen, I want to do something special, amen, and this morning we're going to go ahead and we have an individual that wants to join the church, amen, praise the Lord, he's been coming for a while, amen, and I told him I was going to pray, amen, on Friday, amen, and it just slipped my mind, amen, praise the Lord, but he wants to be prayed in, amen, and officially, amen, so we're going to call him up, Brother David, amen, there you are, amen. Newest member of Victory Outreach, Brad Perry. Amen. Come up here, Brother David. Amen. Come on up here. Amen. And then also, we want to give an opportunity, amen, for those that maybe have been coming and you've been coming for a while and you say, you know what, I want to become a member too. I haven't been prayed in. Amen. But I want to get prayed in also with Brother David. Amen. And together. Anybody else here that you say, you know what, I want to get prayed in to become members of Victory Outreach, Brad Perry? And come on up here, Paul. Come on up here. Amen. Come on up here. Amen. Brother Joel, Sister Shannon, come on. There's a couple, amen. Anybody else? You haven't been prayed in, amen. Amen. If you haven't been prayed in, you say, you know what, I want to become a member. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, I don't want to miss nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And they've decided to become members of Victory Outreach Grand Prairie. Somebody said that. Amen. Praise God. Give her a hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. You want to get prayed in to become a member of Victory Outreach, amen, Grand Prairie, amen. And you know, some churches, what they do is they fill out applications. We don't do that, amen. We really don't do this too much, amen. But when it is requested, we do it, amen, because, you know, we feel like it's of God, amen. I feel like it's of God, amen. When somebody decides to make this their home church, I really feel like this, it's of the Lord, amen. And so, you know, we want to honor that, amen. And so we want to give them opportunity to do that, amen. But we're gonna pray for them. Can we do that, church? Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't you help me pray for them? Stand, amen. Stretch your hands, amen. And we're gonna pray, amen, that God will just continue to grow them in the Lord, amen. And as they continue to come and be a part of what God is doing here, that God will continue to grow them spiritually, amen. And will bless their lives, amen. And they'll be good, productive members of Victory Outreach Grand Prairie. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pastor Josh, come help me pray. Father, we lift them up, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just bringing them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, God, however you brought them, God. Some came from a flyer. Some came, God, because they drove by and seen the building, God. But whatever it is, Father God, we just pray, God, that, Lord, you would just continue your work inside of them. We thank you, Lord. God, we are so grateful, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because truly you are the Lord of the harvest, God. And you said for us to pray for the Lord of the harvest, to the Lord of the harvest, that he'll send forth laborers into his harvest field. And this is your harvest field, God, and you have brought these precious people, God, your children, sons and daughters, God, to come join us, God, at the task, God, to come worship with us, God, to come grow with us spiritually, God. Some, God, have a great calling upon their life, God, to be leaders, God, to preach the gospel, Father God, to serve in the ministry, Father God. And Lord God, I pray, God, that you would reveal it to them, God, what you have in store for them, Father God. For your word says that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. Lord, and so we pray that you would just bless these people, God. We thank you, Lord, so much, God, for Brother Dave, Sister Marisela, Brother Joel, and Shanna, Lord. And we pray, God, a special blessing upon them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we officially bring them into the church, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, everybody says amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Come on, show them some love and reality. Amen. Come on, welcome them. Amen. Welcome you guys to the family. Amen. You guys are already our family. Amen. We love you guys. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, as you remain standing, amen, it is my privilege and my honor, amen, to call up, amen, our speaker, amen, very, very anointed, amen, very special, amen, of course, to me, amen, and, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do if it wasn't for her, amen. You know, when God put us together, amen, you know, it was God, amen, it was God, amen, because there's no way that I could do what I do, amen, there's no way I could do what I do without her, amen. I know that a lot of times, amen, you know, she's not in the limelight, amen, I'm always up here preaching, amen, and she comes and preaches every once in a while, amen, and you know, I always try to get her to do more, amen, praise the Lord, and but she's a soldier, amen, and she, you know, And the reason why I'm able to do what I do is because she does what she does at home, amen. And she takes care of the home front, amen. She takes care of the home front, the kids, amen, the house, amen. And this week I was taking care of everything. I'm glad she's back. I was cleaning the house, sweeping floors, mopping, amen, doing laundry, cleaning the boys' stinky room. Come on now, amen. And I'm glad you're back. Amen. But, you know, she does it all, amen. She does it all. And you know, I couldn't do it without her. And you know, honey, I just want to tell you I love you. And I'm so, so happy to have you back. And God has been good to us. And God's been faithful to us, amen. You know, and if it wasn't, like I said, if it wasn't for her, if it wasn't for you, honey, no way I could have came out here and just, you know, do what we're doing, amen. And I knew that when I seen you and I liked it, you come on somebody. I knew that you were what I needed. You were what I needed, amen. Because, you know, you were a woman of God, and you were a woman of integrity, woman of character, a servant, amen. And you compliment me. You compliment me in so many ways, you know. And I just want to say I thank you, I love you, and thank you for backing me up. Amen. And so, amen. Give them heaven this morning, honey. Amen. Pour your heart out. Amen. I know you will. Amen. And I hope that your hearts are open. Amen. I hope that your hearts are open to receive. Amen. You know, she's your spiritual mother. Amen. I know she may be younger than some of you. Amen. She may be younger than some of you. She might be some of your age. Amen. But she got a lot of wisdom. Amen. She has a lot of love. She has a lot of God. She has a lot of the Lord. Amen. She prays. Amen. She prays for you. Amen. She prays. Amen. I love to get up in the morning. Sometimes I stay in bed and she gets up and she's praying. Amen. And I hear her in the living room and I get up and I begin to pray. Amen. You know, because she has a lot of God. Amen. She has a lot of the Lord. Amen. She loves her family. She prays for her family. She loves our kids. Amen. And so I know that the Lord has a word, not just for all the ladies, but for us. Amen. For the church. And I hope that your hearts are open to receive what God has given her for us. Amen. Because it's for us, for the body of Christ. Amen. Are you ready for the word?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Welcome your spiritual mother, Sister Sylvia.
God is good this morning, amen. And I want your hearts to be open. Right there we are. I want you to just lift your hands and just worship the Lord real quick. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you this morning, God. Thank you for what you're going to do this morning, God. Oh, I just want to worship you, God. Oh, I just want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, God. Lord, I know it's nothing that I do, but it's you, God. Oh, it's all you, Father. I give you all the glory and all the honor, God. Oh, I just want to worship you, God. Oh, I always want to worship you, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remove me aside, God. Let it be you that speaks to me, God. Lord, let our hearts be open, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Use me as a vessel this morning. Let it be you that speaks to me, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Try to be too long, but I want to be able to say what God told me to say this morning. Amen. Yeah? And so I just want to thank God, amen, for saving me. At a young age, he came into my life. Yeah. Amen. At the age of 17, amen, came into my life, and I've never gone back. Amen. Amen. I've never gone back. And this morning I titled my message A Relentless Fight. Amen. A Relentless Fight. Thank you, worship team. A Relentless Fight. Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of this darkness, of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I like how the Message version says it. From verse 10 to 18, I'm going to read it to you. If they put it up on the screen, you can see. It says, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. Look at your neighbor and say, he wants you strong.
He wants you strong.
So take everything the Master has set out for you. Well-made weapons of the best materials. And put them to use, so you will be able to stand up to everything, yes, the devil throws your way. Wow.
Amen.
This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about it in a couple hours.
Wow.
This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet.
Amen.
Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than just words.
Yeah, yeah.
Learn how to apply them.
That's good.
You'll need them through your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
In the same way, prayer is essential.
Amen. Yes.
In this ongoing welfare, pray hard and long.
That's good.
Pray for your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Keep your eyes open.
Yes.
Keep each other's spirit up,
yes,
so that no one falls behind or drops out.
Wow.
Tell them, don't drop out.
Don't drop out.
I like how it says it.
Come on.
It just gives it to you like,
yeah,
look, God's giving you all these weapons. Use them.
Yes. Yeah.
Put them to use.
That's right.
Amen.
They're there for a reason.
Yes.
He has given them to you for a reason.
Yes, that's right.
I remember when I first came to the Lord, I gave my life to the Lord. And I was getting ready to go to a world conference. But right before that, you know, I wanted to go to the Navy Reserves. I wanted to enlist in the Navy Reserves. And I remember the recruiter coming to my house. He was talking to me. I remember taking the practice test, which I didn't pass. That was the Lord, right? And he told me, you're going to have to study. I'm like, okay. But I wanted to be a part of something.
Yeah.
I wanted my life to mean something. I don't know about you, but I'm sure you did what you did because you wanted to be a part of something. Whether you joined a gang because you wanted to be a part of something. You were with that clique or that, you know, group of people because you wanted to be a part of something. You wanted to do something. You wanted your life to mean something. And I wanted my life to mean something. I believe that's why we got to what we did. That's what we did, because we wanted to be a part of something.
Right.
But I remember going to this world conference. And that year, the gang did something. You know, we took a pledge before the Lord. And I remember all of us wearing this red shirt. And on the back had the world on it with different targets. And in the front it said, Lord, send me.
Wow.
It said, Lord, send me.
Yeah.
And I remember that day the Lord said, you already enlisted in the greatest army you can ever be in. You don't have to go into no Navy Reserve. You are already part of my army. That day, I felt the Lord calling me. That day, I felt that tug. And you know what? Now I see. I said, yes, Lord, send me. And where did he send me? He sent me to Grand Prairie along with my husband.
Amen.
That day he said, you already enlisted.
That's right.
The day you told the Lord to come into your life was the day that you enlisted into God's army.
Amen.
The day you surrendered and said, God, come into my life. I surrender it all to you. That day, you enlisted into God's great army.
Yes, yes.
That day, we also gained a great enemy.
That's right.
We gained an enemy that wants to kill and destroy us.
Yes.
And his purpose is to take you out.
That's right.
To kill you. To steal and destroy everything that God has for us.
Come on.
When we enlisted into an army, when you enlist into an army, you have to go through a strict training.
Amen.
When you enlist into it, you have to go through a strict training. A recruit training or a boot camp.
Come on.
Have some of you guys been in boot camp, right?
Amen.
Not because you wanted to, but because they're trying to get you to act right, right?
Amen.
They go into a boot camp. A boot camp refers to an initial instructions of a new military personnel. The training process re-socializes recruits to the demands made of them by military life. Psychologically conditioning techniques are used to shape attitudes and behavior so the recruits will obey all orders, face moral danger, and kill their opponents in battle. An important thing to note about socialization is that what can be learned can be unlearned.
Yeah, it's true.
This forms the basic of re-socialization, to unlearn and to relearn. To unlearn and to relearn. How many know that when we came to Christ, there were some things that we had to unlearn.
That's right. That's right.
There were some things that we have to unlearn.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Some bad habits that we had to get rid of.
Come on now. That's right.
Some behaviors and attitudes that needed to be shaped.
Yeah.
And the way we do this is by having a relationship with God.
Amen.
See, God wants to reshape the way we think.
Yeah.
God wants to reshape the way we did things.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Our behaviors, our character, our attitudes. Some of us come with some attitudes, right? Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do, right? I'm like, didn't you just tell me that? You know? We have to change the way we think. God wants to change the way we think. He wants us to unlearn what the world's taught us. And he wants to relearn so we can relearn what he wants us to learn. So that when we go into battle, we can obey our commanding officers.
That's right.
See, because if you go into a battle and you don't know how to obey, oh, you're going to get hurt.
Come on.
You're going to be killed.
Yeah.
And not just that. Those around you are going to get hurt because you don't know how to obey.
That's right.
See, our relationship with God, that is what's going to keep us.
Yes.
In order to be an effective warrior, we must go through the basic trainings, boot camp. We have to develop a personal relationship with God.
Amen.
And we have to be relentless about it. No one can build your relationship with God. Only you can.
Wow. Yeah.
We can show you. Come to the altars. Right. Look, get on your knees.
Come on.
This is what you can say.
Yes.
We can show you, but we can't do it for you.
That's right.
You have to build that personal relationship with God.
Yes.
And you have to be relentless about it.
That's right.
Because He is the one that's going to keep you when it's time you face battles.
At the times
when you're face to face with your enemy.
He is the one that's going to give
you the strength to go through it.
That's right.
No one can build that relationship for you but you. You have to learn to tap into God's presence. You have to learn how to bring heaven down.
Man.
We can just show you, but we can't do it for you.
That's right.
Our basic training consists of learning how to operate the weapons that God has given us.
Come on.
Amen.
And what are those weapons? The weapon of prayer.
Amen.
The weapon of prayer.
Yes.
The weapon of God's word.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the weapon of fasting.
Yeah.
These are weapons. These are those basic weapons, the basic trainings. That when you go into boot camp, these are, well, as soon as you give your life to the Lord, these are those things, these are those weapons that you should know how to operate.
You need to learn
right away how to get into God's presence.
You got to learn how to get into the sword,
how to use this word against the enemy. Right away, you got to learn how to separate yourself from the table.
Because
the Bible says that some of these things won't go away unless you do it through prayer and fasting.
And some of you have
been praying for your family. Some of you are trying to break a bad habit. But those things are only going to go away through prayer and fasting. You got to learn how to use those weapons. Learn how to use it. It is through these weapons that our attitudes begin to change. Our behavior begins to change. The way we used to think begins to change. We start to unlearn those things and we begin to learn what God wants us to learn.
Amen.
We relearn new things, amen?
Yes.
The more we use them, the stronger we get.
Amen.
What did it say? It says that God is strong. God is strong and He wants you to be strong.
Yes.
God don't want a weak army.
Hello.
Come on now.
God wants a strong army.
Yes.
He wants an army that is ready to go into battle, that is ready to go and knows how to use their weapons.
Yeah.
He is a strong God, and as we use them, the stronger we get.
Amen.
And when to said, and it says on verse 10, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and He wants us stronger.
Yes.
So take everything. Tell your neighbor, take everything.
Take everything.
The master has set out for you. Well-made weapons of the best material.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to go to a battle with no cheap prayer.
Come on now. That's right.
With no cheap weapon that it's going to fall apart when you go into battle.
That's right.
That's why the more you pray, the stronger you get.
Because
those weapons make us strong.
Those weapons
are made of the best material.
Come on.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah.
and put them to use. There's no good thing to have weapons and we don't know how to use them.
Wow.
Or we don't even use them.
Wow.
Put them to use so that you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. Oh, he's going to throw things our way.
Yeah.
The enemy don't play fair.
Come on.
He hits below the belt.
Yeah. That's right.
He'll hit where it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
He'll hit your family.
Yeah.
He'll hit your children.
Yeah.
He'll hit your finances.
Yes. Yeah.
He'll hit your health.
Oh, my.
But you know what? You can't let that hold you down.
That's right.
Because you serve a father.
Yes.
You have a general at your side that is going to be there with you, that's going to fight with you. He is your strength. He is your source.
That's right. Amen.
That's good. Thank you,
Jesus. We have to put these weapons to use. See, the problem is that we don't put them to use when the enemy comes our way.
Wow.
He takes us out.
Woo.
Learn how to apply them.
Yeah.
You'll need them through your life.
Come on now.
We cannot live without these weapons.
Yes. Amen.
You cannot live without these weapons. You and I cannot live life and think we don't have to pray anymore.
Wow.
Think we don't have to fast anymore. Think we don't have to read our word anymore. No. The longer you're in this battle, the longer you are in this war, the more you're going to have to press in. The more you're going to have to get into your word.
Amen.
The more you're going to have to get more of God.
Yeah.
It's good.
A soldier does not go into war not knowing how to use their weapon.
That's right.
No, he gets ready. He gets ready and he is alert and aware of his surroundings. Are you aware of your surroundings this morning?
Amen.
He knows when there is trouble around.
Yes.
Can you recognize when there's trouble around you?
Come on.
Or do you just keep walking into that trap of the enemy?
My.
See, when we tap into God's presence and when we are in that relationship with the Lord, guess what? You are aware when the enemy's around.
Yeah,
when you haven't been connecting with the Lord, when you have not been connecting with Him, you are just walking right into a trap.
Come on,
you are just walking into a trap of the enemy. We have to be alert and aware.
Amen.
See, the person that does not know he is in trouble is the person that has not been spending time with the Lord. You can no longer recognize when trouble is around because you've been too close to the edge.
Too close to the world.
And I know we say, you know what? I want to live close to the edge so I can reach souls. But you're not living close to the edge to reach souls. You're living just close to the edge because you're too close to the world. You're not thinking about the souls. You're just on borderline. Barely holding on the thread. We got to know when we're too close to the edge.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a lobster when they're about to get cooked.
Oh.
Right? You put the lobster in the pot, right?
Yeah.
And you slowly turn on the heat. That lobster can't tell that he's being cooked.
My God.
Because he begins to adapt to the temperature of the water. The hotter it gets, he's like, oh, this feels good. I'm in a hot tub right here. Right? Oh, no, you're getting cooked. Right? And that's the same way we can be if we're not careful. We begin to adapt to the ways of the world. We get to begin to adapt to the changes of this world.
Yeah, that's a good point.
See, this world is changing. But that doesn't mean we have to change.
That's right.
We got to stand firm in God's word.
Amen.
We can't adapt to the ways of this world.
That's right.
Don't let that water boil you.
Come on.
Don't let the world cook you.
Yeah.
Have you been adapting to the ways of the world?
My.
That we don't even recognize the enemies at our door.
Wow. My.
See, God's word is an indispensable weapon.
That's right. Amen.
Indispensable means absolutely necessary.
Amen.
God's weapon is an absolutely necessary weapon.
Yes.
It's crucial. It's vital. God's word is an absolutely weapon. You need that weapon.
Yes.
You cannot live without God's word.
Amen.
You cannot live without tapping into God's presence. And we see that in Matthew 4, verse 1 through 11, is the story of Jesus when he was being tempted.
That's right.
Amen. What happened right before he got tempted? What was he doing?
Fasting.
He was praying and fasting.
Right.
Amen.
He was praying and fasting.
That's right.
And this is when Satan came to tempt him. What did Jesus throw at him? Sword.
Right.
Right. He used the word of God.
Yeah.
Oh, see, the enemy knows the word of God too.
Yeah, it's true.
Because he came with him with the word of God also.
Yeah.
But he said, you know what? I cannot tempt my God. Right? I cannot test him. I mean, right? He began to say, we cannot test him. He threw the word of God back to the enemy.
Right.
See, those are words that we need. When the enemy comes our way, he tries to lie to you. He tries to bring you down.
Right.
He can say that, oh, no one's around you. No one cares about you. But God's words say that he is with me.
Amen.
Amen. He says that he will never leave me nor forsake me. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Yes.
We have to know God's word. We have to be prepared. It said, be prepared. Verse 13, it says, be prepared. You're up against more than you can handle.
Yeah.
You're up against more than you can handle on your own.
Wow.
That's it right there. Come on.
Take all the help you can get.
Amen.
He says, take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued. So that when it's all over, but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet.
Yeah.
See, God has given us all the help we need.
Yeah.
All the help that we need, he's given us. He doesn't only give us spiritual weapons. But he also gives us generals and leaders to guide us.
Yeah.
He gives us those generals and those leaders to guide us when we go into battle.
Yes.
Those leaders, those generals are your pastors and your leaders.
Amen.
They're those that are over you.
Yeah.
They watch over you to protect you, to guide you, to tell you, hey, you're getting too close to the edge. And see, the problem is that we haven't unlearned some of the things from the world.
Oh my.
See, the world's way of thinking said, you don't have to let people tell you what to do. You don't have to let people tell you, you know, what you can do or what you cannot do. See, we're not here to control people.
That's right, come on.
We're here to guide you.
We're here to give you advice.
Come on. We're here to tell you when you're living too close to the edge, there is a warning sign going before you. Be careful.
Yes.
I've seen the way the enemies work through this.
Come on now.
See, there's different ways that the enemy will come in and try to hit you.
Come on.
He'll try to come in with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the greatest weapon that I've seen. The enemy come in, especially for a new convert.
That's right.
You come, and you know what? I'm saying this because I've been there. Amen? I've been there. When I first came to the Lord, you know, I had a little boyfriend, right? And I had to cut him loose because, you know, I was like, my conviction, right? No, I got to do this right, you know? I want to serve the Lord. And, you know, so yeah, I cut him off, right? Then I came to the church, I saw someone that I thought looked like a godly man.
Come on, right? That's right.
That would walk the walk of a godly man. That would talk the talk of a godly man. But guess what?
That's right.
There was nothing godly in there.
Maybe
at a point there was.
Yeah.
But there came a time when he allowed the enemy to come in.
Yes.
And guess what? I was not alert, because I was barely going into boot camp.
Come on.
I was learning how to use God's weapon. I was barely learning how to tap into God's presence. And you know what? I told the Lord, I already had a ring. He had proposed. I already had a ring. And I said, you know what, God? If he is not the one for you, make me nurseable. I don't know if that was the right prayer to pray, right? But he sure did answer my prayer. He made me nurseable. And I remember I called my sister. I would tell her, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I can go for it. I don't know if I can live the rest of my life like this. Being controlled. With a jealous person. I can't even talk to my friends. I had to go to my pastors. I had to go to my leaders and my generals and say, you know what? I can't do this. I need your help. How do I get out of this relationship? And see, some are too prideful to come to your leaders and say, I need help.
Come on.
How do I break out of this relationship? How do I break of this thing that's in the way of me serving God wholeheartedly? I could have let pride kick in and say, no, I'm just going to go through this. How am I going to look before the church? I didn't care the way I looked before the church. I cared the way I looked before God. I wanted to please God. I wanted to please Him. And I say, you know what, God? That's not the one. I'd rather live in your will than not in your will.
Come on.
I'd rather marry a champion.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
After that, I said, God, I'm never going to get married. God, you different. Amen.
That's right.
But when that time came, I remember Sister Valerie telling me, be picky, Sylvia.
Come on.
Yeah.
Write it down. Write it down. Tell him what you want.
Wow.
And I wrote it down. And I tell you to the T, God gave me what I wanted.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't only give me what I wanted, but He gave me what I needed. He gave me a man of God that was going to push me. He gave me a man of God that was going to love me. He gave me a man of God that loved the call of God, that was willing to answer the call. And on one of them, one point, the main point that I said, God, I'm not going to compromise. Even if He has all of them but one, then He's still not the one for me. And my last thing I wrote on there said, God, if He likes me, I don't want Him to come and tell me. I want Him to go tell my general. I want Him to go tell my pastor. Because that to me is a sign of respect. I don't even want Him to come and approach me. And the day that He told me He liked me, He called me, right? And it was raining. I was on my way to work. I almost had an accident, right? Because I was like, oh my gosh, what is he? All right? But the first thing that He said, and He said, before I say anything, I just want to let you know that I talked to Pastor. As soon as He said that, I was like, oh, Lord. I think He's going to say something important. But see, when you're open to your pastors, when you're open to your leaders, they're not there to control you. By all means, we want the best for you. Want you to be blessed with the best.
Come on.
But it's when you're open to your leaders that they're there to guide you. God has put those people before you, alongside. He's giving you an army to fight alongside with you, to help you through those times of trouble, to help you through those times. It says, truth, righteousness, peace, and faith and salvation are more than just words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them through your life. God's word is indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in the ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. I'll tell you, sometimes we're going to have to pray hard and long. To get that breakthrough, to see what you want to see, you got to pray hard and long. It says, pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Say, keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirit up so that no one will fall behind or drop out.
Come on now.
See, we have to keep our eyes open.
Yes.
Don't let no one fall behind or drop out.
That's right.
Maybe some of you didn't accomplish things, right?
Come on, man.
You dropped out of high school. You never challenged yourself. You never won. But guess what? This is a race you don't want to drop out.
There it is.
You don't want to drop out. We have to help each other.
Right.
God has given us each other so we can help each other.
Right. Yeah, amen.
There's a military phrase that they say, leave no man behind.
Right.
Leave no man behind.
Right.
We will leave no man behind.
Amen.
We cannot leave no one behind. And we have to push them to heaven. And we're going to push you to heaven. And we have to drive you to heaven. We're going to drive you to heaven. But we cannot leave no one behind.
Right.
We are a family, and family looks after each other.
That's right.
Amen.
If you don't see your sister or brothers in church, give them a call.
Oh, right.
Tell them, hey, where are you at?
We missed
you in church.
Right.
It's not just the leaders that should do all the calling. It should be all of us.
Yeah.
Because we're a family. Yeah. We look after each other.
Yeah.
We're concerned for one another.
Yeah.
If you see them wounded, go help them.
Yeah.
We are in a war. We have to fight with all we have.
Yes, man.
You have to give it all you have.
That's right.
Because I'll tell you, the enemy, he's given it all he has.
Yeah.
Because he knows his time is coming.
Yeah.
And guess what? He don't want to go to hell by himself.
Come on.
He wants you to suffer with him.
No.
But we ain't going to give him that.
That's right.
When a soldier goes into battle or war, he goes with a mission.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our mission is the vision.
Yes.
Our mission is the vision. To reach the treasures out of darkness. To go into the inner cities of the world.
That's right.
There is this movie that I like, and it's a true story. It's the movie called 12 Strong. You guys heard of and seen that? This movie is based on a true story right after the 9/11. And there was 12 men that were sent to fight right after the 9/11. They were the first 12 men to go and to fight into battle. And there was a captain, Mitchell Nelson. He had just taken a position to be behind the desk, right? And he was at his house, and he saw when the airplane came and hit the Twin Towers, and it stirred something inside of him when he saw that happen. It did something inside of him that he goes back to the station, wherever he goes, right, to work, and he tells the one that's over him, send me, I want to go.
Amen.
And that guy's telling him, no, that's not you anymore. You're behind the desk. But this guy was persistent. He wanted to go. He wanted to go. And they sent him. They went.
Amen.
Because it did something to him when he saw that happen.
Yeah.
The enemy coming to our country and destroying thousands of people's lives. See, I don't know about you, but when do you see those things happen, does it stir something inside of you?
Amen.
When you see what's going outside in our world, does it stir something inside of you?
Amen.
Does it stir something that you want to do something about it?
Yeah.
Not just it's just you look at it and like, oh man. But no, you look at it and say, you know what? I got to do something about it.
Yeah.
I got to do something about it. They told him right when they were going to call them to go, they told him, the most important thing a man can take into combat is a reason why.
Come on now.
And we have the reason.
That's right.
We have a reason why we do what we do. We have a reason why we go and we reach the treasures out of darkness.
That's right.
Why we go to the streets.
Yes.
Why we go to do Twilight Treasure. Why we go where people don't want to go, where others don't want to go. Because we have a reason why. It's to save the souls. It's to save those that are hurting, that are lost. Because we once were hurting. We once were lost with no life to look forward to.
Right.
See, I believe we have that reason. Don't tell me we don't have a reason, because we have a reason why we do what we do. As they go on in their mission, the captain tells them, chances are that we are not going to make it out of this one. If we quit now, What happened back home is going to happen again and again. It's not who's going to make. It's you who is going to make the decision. He was telling his team, it's going to be you. I'm not going to make you go to somewhere where you're not going to come out of it. You make that decision. And this is what those tell him. His team tells him, nothing I'd rather do.
Come on now.
Yet another one told him, I'm in. And the third one told him, I thought you'd never ask.
Come on now.
He said, I thought you'd never ask. When the time comes for us to go, how are you going to answer? When the time comes for you to answer the call, and I'm not saying that everyone's going to go to start a church. I'm not saying everyone's going to go to the mission field, but everyone's called to reach your neighborhood.
Yes.
Your neighbor.
Yes.
When you go to the grocery store, are you going to say, I'm in.
Yes.
I'm going to go.
Right.
Are you going to say, I thought you'd never ask if I can go to a rally. I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah.
This is what I've been waiting for.
That's right.
I've been waiting to go. This is what I was called to do. See, our vision is the mission. Many people say, all you talk about is the vision.
Come on.
All you talk about is the vision, the vision, the vision.
Amen.
Well, let me tell you, who do you think gave us the vision?
That's right.
God gave us the vision. It is a God-given vision. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you. Therefore, go and make disciples to all nations.
Amen.
We're going into all the nations.
Yes.
It is a call. It is a vision.
Yes.
A vision that was given by God. And as you all stand this morning, we have a vision.
Right.
We have a mission. You have been called. But we have to fight a relentless fight.
Yes.
You got to hit back. You got to hit the enemy back. Because he's hitting back. Like I said, he doesn't fight fair. He hits below the belt.
Right.
He's going to hit right where it hurts you. He knows how to get you down.
Oh, yeah.
He knows that your children... That hurts when he hits your children. He knows that it hurts when he hits your family. But guess what? You got to hit back.
Amen.
You got to hit back. You got to hit the enemy back.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah.
2 Timothy 2:4 says, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs.
Right.
But rather... tries to please his commanding officer.
Yes.
See, we don't have time to get entangled in civilian affairs.
Right.
We don't have time to get entangled with what the world has. Like Pastor was saying earlier, God wants to bless us.
That's right.
God wants the best for us.
Oh, yeah.
But he also wants the best from you.
Yes.
He also wants the best from you. I believe in living in the open hand policy. Because everything that I have, God has given to me. Nothing that I've done is because of me. It's all been because of him.
That's right. Amen.
Everything I have is his already.
Oh, yes.
My children belong to him.
Oh, yes.
My husband belongs to him. Everything I have belongs to him. And I live an open hand policy. Because if he wants to take it, he can take it.
Oh, yeah.
But I also have my hand open. Because if he ever wants to give, it's open for me to receive.
Come on now.
We cannot live. We cannot be entangled with the ways of the world. Psalms 144:1, it says, praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. God has given us the weapons we need to be able to fight against our enemy. But we got to fight back. He's trained you already. You know what the best thing about fighting in this war, this fight? is that we already know how it ends.
Yeah.
We already have the victory. The battle has already been won. Over 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on that cross, he already won. He already won. Oh man, come on, give God a hand of praise. He already won. He's already won. All we gotta do is just get in there, tell him and have and do what he tells us to do.
Right.
We already know the outcome of it. Yeah, it's gonna get a little hard. Because remember, we have an enemy. But we also have the weapons.
Right.
Come on, lift your hands all over this place. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, the altar's all open. If God touched you this morning, you say, God, I want to fight this fight. I'm tired of getting beat by the enemy. I'm tired of him just coming in and trying to think he can take my family. Trying to think that he can do whatever he wants. Oh, no, devil. This church knows how to fight. This church knows how to hit back. This church knows how to use their weapons and hit back. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Father, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.